Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. In a lot of OBEs, it's really hard to tell what's going on because everything is going to be so solid and vivid and detailed that you won't really know for sure if you're actually awake or if you're in an OBE. So here in part 8, we'll find out how to basically take the red pill and do reality checks to figure out what's going on and whether or not you're in an OBE or not. Lucid dreams and OBEs can be extremely realistic. In fact, a lot of times it's very hard to tell if you're actually awake or if you're dreaming. Sometimes they're actually more realistic than waking awareness. Sometimes after an OBE, you'll find that your physical sight is actually hazy and dreamlike compared to the hyper-detailed realism of the OBE. For example, a lot of times your vision will have what photographers call high dynamic range, or HDR. HDR means that there's a higher range between the bright areas and the dark areas. HDR is anything but dreamlike, and you may not think at first that you're actually in an OBE because your sight has so much detail. Your sight may also seem like it has more pixels than you have when you're physically aware. In fact, these OBEs should be called high bandwidth experiences because of all the sensory information that you take in. This effect is compounded when you use the timer method that we covered in Lucidology 101 Part 7. Remember that the hypnotic fractionation effect causes you to hover on the awake-asleep threshold when you enter and exit trance over and over. The first couple times you wake up and fall asleep, it's relatively easy to tell if you're non-physical or physical because it's kind of a sloppy cycle and you swing wildly around between awake and asleep. However, as the hypnotic fractionation effect kicks in, the cycles start to get tighter and tighter. The OBEs start to become more and more realistic. Eventually, it can become very difficult to tell if you're waking up into your physical bedroom or if you're in an OBE. This is called a false awakening loop, in which you think you wake up, but you end up in an OBE. Then you wake up again and end up in another OBE. It may take a couple tries before you really do wake up in your physical bedroom again. This is because you've started to spiral off-center toward a non-physical focus. What you need is a way to know if you're in an OBE to wake up for real. Basically, you need a way to take the red pill. This is called a reality check, and not just any reality check will do. You need to do a movement-free reality check so that you can do it without disturbing your trance. In fact, you need a set of reality checks because there is no single silver bullet reality check, which is 100% reliable. Here are the four most effective, most reliable, and easiest reality checks that you can start using immediately. The four checks are, first, the blindfold test, the transparent eyelids check, overlaid sight, and the spoon bending test. First is the blindfold reality check. This is the easiest reality check of all. All you do is put on a blindfold and relax into sleep. If at any time you find that you can see the room through the blindfold, then you know you're in a subconscious dream environment and you're looking at the dream version of your room. The advantages to this are that it's simple and requires no practice. Secondly, once it works, there's no doubt in your mind that it really did work. Also, it's an ongoing reality check. It's not something that comes and goes in an instant. So here's a way that you can use the blindfold test for free OBEs that require exactly zero work. The fact is, you probably already are having many spontaneous morning OBEs, but don't realize they're OBEs because you don't have a system to catch when these happen. All you need to do is get in the habit of sleeping with a blindfold on. Whenever you wake up and are able to see, you'll have just gotten a free OBE without doing any extra work. As good as the blindfold test is, it does have its disadvantages. For instance, you may find the blindfold is distracting and that it's hard to relax with it on. If you try this method, I do recommend getting a padded blindfold in the $20 to $30 range, because I find the cheap ones are too uncomfortable to be of any real use. The second disadvantage is exit blindness. Exit blindness happens a lot, especially for new OBEers. When this happens, you enter the dream and find that you're blind, so that you can't see with or without the blindfold. Dream blindness happens a lot, and there are solutions to it that we'll cover later. However, all of the solutions require that you be lucid in the dream, so it won't help if you're trying to use sight as a reality check. One solution to that is to use the transparent eyelids effect. Transparent eyelids means that you see through your closed eyes into the non-physical version of your bedroom. This has the advantage of not having to wear a distracting blindfold. The disadvantage with transparent eyelids is that it's difficult to feel whether your eyelids are really open or closed. So the way the transparent eyelids check often works is that it's after the fact. You first become lucid, then you notice you can see, and then you open your physical eyes and wake your physical body up. Another scenario is that you open your eyes twice without closing them in between. You open your eyes in the OBE and then open them again when you wake up physically. In either case, you may not know for sure if you're non-physically focused until it's too late and you're already physical again. This brings us to the fourth movement-free reality check, which helps fix this. This reality check is the spoon bending check. To do it, just fall asleep with a spoon in your hand. When you think you might be in an OBE, squeeze the spoon and see if it bends. As long as you don't move any other part of your body, you can move your fingers slowly and slightly and not disturb your trance. So even though you are moving a little bit, this still counts as a movement-free reality check. Cat Black of www.fork-u.com seems to be able to soften metal in ways that should be impossible. For example, bending the bowl of a spoon should require more force than a human can physically generate, but she can apparently do it. On her site, she has a tutorial and videos on how she bends metal. I suggest you go check it out. Even if you can't bend metal physically like she can, it's still good to see what it's like for when you do it in an OBE. Here's what it'll be like when you do bend a spoon in an OBE. The metal will be extremely easy to bend. It's about like bending a twist tie wire. And then when you wake up, the spoon will be back to normal. In this section, we mentioned exit blindness and how very often in OBEs, when you first enter a non-physical awareness, you'll find that you can't see. In the next section, we'll cover the most effective and simple ways for fixing exit blindness so you can make the most of each OBE. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. These are just some of the books that I read in the search for fast OBE inductions. Unfortunately, I didn't find much in them that worked, so I developed my own techniques. In your Explorers Kit, I've given you all my best secrets, which took me years to figure out. That way, you can benefit from all my trial and error and get right to the point and have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. A lot of times it only takes a tiny tweak to clear out those stumbling blocks and get people over the hump to start having speedy progress. So in your kit you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Plus, you'll find out how you can get access to the private Lucidology members forum where you can ask questions and get expert advice from people who have successfully used these tricks. And you'll find out how you can get Lucidology 102, which shows you my most powerful OBE exit visualizations that you can use to have 5, 10, or even 20 OBEs in a single session. With the Lucidology 102 tricks, you can start averaging an OBE or more per day and have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.